Now, Tim Payne also yesterday, he was asked about captaincy contenders when he was talking about firstly getting his wallet pinched as he was trying to set up a gym in his garage and his car was parked on the street. He mentioned Travis Head, Alex Carey, Marnus Labuschagne, Pat Cummins, and also said Steve Smith as well. I guess a lot of those names you'd expect, but you need runs on the board, don't you, Clarkey, as far as to be in the captaincy conversation is concerned, and well, you're very much in the Pat Cummins corner, but Tim Payne, he wants to go through, he's indicated he wants to go through until that World Test Championship final at Lords next year, but he said, I hope they don't push it back for my sake, that's for sure. So that could be an issue as well, because we're going to see a series postpone and cancel in the next few months in particular that could impact that World Test Championship, that inaugural World Test Championship at Lords next year, that could be pushed back.
Yeah, I think Payne, he's 35 now, he wants to keep playing, and he would love to see Australia get to number one or win that Test Championship. So, you know, I think he made it pretty clear that he's not going to stand down right now to allow anybody else to take over the captaincy. And I believe he's earned the right to certainly play for a little bit longer. My thoughts were, I didn't think too much about the Test Championship, to be honest. I sort of thought if the Australian Test team could have a great summer and beat India in our own backyard and get back to being number one in the world, then that might have been the right time for Payne to walk away. But if it is the Test Championship, then so be it. As long as he's performing well and the team's winning, then I think he's earned that right. And then, yeah, there will continue to be a lot of talk around who is the next person to take over for Tim Payne. And that's something that, you know, he'll have to continue to deal with as well along this journey up until he does retire or leaves the game. You know, every time he goes into a press conference, that question's going to be there. I see Alan Border picked his next Ashes team, and he had Travis Head as captain of that team, no Tim Payne. He had Steve Smith in the team, but not captain. So I haven't heard AB's comments, but that again tells me that, you know, he would like to see Smitty stay in the team and lead from the front with the bat and score plenty of runs, but he thinks Travis Head is the right man to captain Australia in that Ashes series. And that's going to be the thing, you know, there's so much cricket in the schedule, if it goes to plan, to happen before the next Ashes series or before that Test Championship, that, you know, I just feel that the most important thing is that Australia is having success. The senior players or the options for the next captain, you know, I believe it's really important they play a big role under Tim Payne's leadership to continue to grow and work out how they can help the team even without that C or that VC beside their name. And then whenever the time's right, I'm sure Tim and Cricket Australia and the board will get together and look to do whatever's best for the game moving forward. And again, it's a good problem to have when you've got plenty of options.
Hey, Clarkey, I want to ask you this, mate. If everything was equal and nothing happened in South Africa and Steve Smith was still captaining Australia, no one would be questioning his captaincy. You know, everyone would be saying, oh, Smith's the best player and best batsman here in Australia.
I don't agree.
Well, all right, yeah. Because I want to know, why are so many people against him being captain again? What's the reason? Oh, is it for what he was a part of?
Yes. Okay. Cricket is a sport which is a little bit different to rugby league, AFL, football, rugby union, where I have been brought up where the captain is in charge. Now, things have changed over the past couple of years. They've brought in they don't call it a coach now. It's called a head coach. So there's more expectation around the head coach playing a part in running the team. They brought in a high performance manager. So there's more expectation of them playing a part. The chairman of selectors has a bigger role. So it's changed. But growing up, the captain was in charge of the team. Yep. So the captain is accountable for what happens with that team.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that if what happened in South Africa didn't happen, people wouldn't be calling for Steve Smith not to be captain, would they?
So the main reason is
what happened in South Africa.
100%, that's the reason he got stood down, but I believe there was a few little things happening along the way before the major incident in South Africa. You even look at the two test matches leading up to the incident in South Africa. I believe good judges of leadership around a cricket team would have seen a couple little things where you might have questioned Smitty's authority in that team. in and around a couple of issues that happened. And this is the thing that I want the fans to understand as well. Steve Smith's greatest strength is how good a bloke he is, how lovely a guy he is, how soft and gentle he is. And that's why everyone loves him. But unfortunately, when you're captaining any sporting team, but particularly the Australian cricket team, where the expectation is you are accountable for what happens to that team, then his softness and gentle take on a lot of things, you know, he would allow some things to happen because it was his friendly and gentle nature to allow that to happen versus trying to stop it right there and then, which might cause an incident, which might cause an issue with a player, which might cause a tough conversation with a senior player like a David Warner, for example. You know, unfortunately in that role, and this is one of the things that I wish wasn't the case, but when you're in a leadership position, you have to make tough calls every single day. And those tough calls are going to offend some people. Yes, you go and tell somebody you've been selected in the 11, but guess what? That means you've got to go and tell someone you haven't been selected. And that person's not going to be happy with you. The person you pick, they're happy. The person you drop, they're not happy. But a part of leadership is making those tough calls and having the courage to do that. And that's why I feel Smitty a little bit like how I felt with Michael Hussey. Michael Hussey was an unbelievable leader in the Australian team and probably didn't get enough credit for his leadership. But what Huss did was a lot of the stuff was behind the scenes. If you ask Huss to go to a press conference and make it clear that you're sacking a player or that you're making a tough call, that he wasn't comfortable with that. But he was comfortable going to the player and having coffee and communicating in a very different way to how I communicate. So he helped me a lot with my leadership. That's where I think Steve Smith can continue to help Tim Payne or Travis Head or Pat Cummins or whoever it is that gets that role, because I don't necessarily think it is right to make the best player the captain. That's not what captaincy is about. The best captain, as long as you can make the team, you've got to be scoring runs or taking wickets to make the team, but the best captain should be the captain. The best batsman can go and bat.
Yeah, there's many different styles of leadership, and it depends what group you're in.
Definitely.
And you've got to find the right person for the right group to inspire and to be able to lead and through their ability with their will to win, to get people to follow them into battle. Now, I think that with Paddy Cummins, for instance, and again, you know more about cricket than I do, I think if everything is going well, he'll handle it. No worries, because, you know, he looks like that bowler that just will bowl all day, and just, you know, he's got heart and he's got that hunger and desire. My concern is if he's just out there on a long day and he's starting to get frustrated and batsmen may be taking to him, that he starts to worry about others rather than worrying about himself and trying to get
But you do that as a batsman as well, Loz. You do that as a batsman as well. If you go three
haven't
games
you got a bit more
with
time
no runs,
to, haven't you got a bit more time to think about it as a batsman, though?
Well, if you're captaining, if I go three games without making runs and then I'm out in the field, whether I like it or not, whether it's my subconscious or not, I'm thinking, if I don't make runs in this next innings, I'm in deep shit. There's a big chance I'm going to get dropped. So just because you're captain doesn't secure your spot. And yeah, I completely understand where you're coming from. When you're bowling, there's a lot going on physically and mentally through that period where it's very hard to then make, you know, to be expected to make the right decisions, back your gut instinct, make that change to the field, make that change to the bowler. I understand that it probably will be a lot more difficult for a bowler than it would be for a batsman, because a batsman, all you're doing is fielding when you're in the field. The bowler's got to actually do that physical stuff as well. And this probably, you know, please understand that if Steve Smith does get a second chance, I have absolutely no doubt that he will be a better leader now than what he was. This might strengthen Smitty. This might give Smitty the courage to say, hang on a second, under my watch, this is not happening. So he might be the perfect guy to go to. And that's for, you know, the people making those decisions to make that call at the right time. But my personal opinion, just in regards to where cricket will be in another 12 months' time, where this current team will be in another 12 months' time, everyone will have more cricket under the belt. A few of these guys will become very, or even more important as senior players. You think of Stark, Hazelwood, Lyon, Smith, Warner, Travis Head. All these guys are going to have so much more cricket around them that Pat Cummins has 5, 6, 7 other leaders around him to help him through that time. And that is exactly what, you know, Ricky Ponting had when I first come into the Australian team. And there was so much talk about Ricky can't captain Australia. He's doing this and that off the field and he's not the right guy. But when he was appointed captain of Australia, he had so much amazing support and leadership around him that helped his leadership.